You're listening to
Retard.
Retard.
Traffic. Traffic.
And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. To call east of the Rockies, call 1-800. I got to take a piss.
And good morning, coast to coast, from the Rocky Mountains to the North Pole, from the South Pole to your pole. This is Coast to Coast. I'm Art Bell, and a very good morning to you. We have got what we have promised you for a long time. General Johnson Jameson from his bunker complex beneath Regina, Canada. He will be reporting to us on UFO 2002, the search for extraterrestrial life, and what progress has been made in the face of government obstruction. First, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, when the world comes to an end and civilization has ceased to exist, what are you going to use to trade with? Well, what about animal skins and spearheads? That's right. Now, from Peenemann Enterprises, you can pick up a beautiful beaver pelt, deer pelt, moose pelt, badger pelt, elk pelt, rabbit pelt, all of the wonderful pelts, and the traditional high-quality, trade-for-a-very-high-price cat pelt. That's right. At Peenemann Enterprises, all kinds of animal hides, skins, and pelts can be yours to trade road warriors and all kinds of wild demons running the night. Those are spearheads and animal hides to trade so that you can keep your wife and daughter from being traded as slaves and you raped anally. That's new from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, and if the line to Regina, Canada is not good, please, I apologize. General Johnson Jameson joins us now on the line from Regina. General Jameson.
Hello, Art.
General Jameson, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Thank you very much.
General Jameson, I know it's been a very long night for you.
Well, we've just concluded watching the Steven Spielberg special on Taken. It's the history of UFOs. It was on national television last night. I don't imagine you watched it, did you?
No, I did not. I know that it was a documentary, a docudrama.
It was a docudrama, yes. And I thought it was very prescient of you to mention what would happen to a man by road warriors in the future, because after watching Steven Spielberg's miniseries last night, I'm pretty convinced of something that I've suspected all along. As you know, here in my bunker complex, we keep track of all extraterrestrial craft that flies in and around the area.
And also, if people go to your website...
Yes, the website is www...
Now, I want everyone to pay attention, because there's some wonderful photographs of the UFO and different extraterrestrial phenomena.
And we've got some new photographs, too, by the way, that we'll be putting up later on. But
all right, let's give the website, listen carefully, and then I want to get to find out what has been taking place lately, because I know something very big happened last night.
Yeah, it's www.unidentifiedflyingobjectsfrightenme, because they're flying all over the globe, and I'm hiding from them. And I still can't get my doctor to return my phone call and extending my prescription.com.
And all right, that's www.UFOs are flying all over the world and they're frightening me and I can't get my doctor to extend my prescription.com.
That is correct.
All right. Now, General Jameson, for our new listeners, tell us what's been going on up there at your bunker complex.
Well, we are 600 feet below the Earth's crust, and we are studying flying saucers. Now, people ask, how can you study flying saucers 600 feet below the crust of the Earth? And I say to them, and I say this to you now, it's really none of your business what I do with my private life and my private time. Just rest assured I can see things down here and everything's okay. Now, I watched the Spielberg show. I have long suspected, as you know, Art, that I've been anally probed by Steven Spielberg.
Yes, I do.
All right. Now I know I have.
Now, what was it about the Spielberg thing last night that convinced you?
Well, because that material that I saw on television last night had to have been pulled out of someone's ass. And I'm pretty sure it was mine.
All right.
Well, I can tell you it's really astounding, and we thank you, General Davison.
Yes. But as you know, I've written several letters to Mr. Spielberg telling him, look, at least take me out for a drink.
I understand that. Thank you very much.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Art Bell, Coast to Coast AL. Dial 1-800-52. Excuse me for a moment. I'm so in love with myself, I have to do something about it. All right, anyway. The show's over? I'm sorry. Actually, you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Shucks.
Retard!
Traffic.
And it's not real.